This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I'm sorry, but we're going to talk about winter. No, I'm not trying to rush you, just prepare you. Prepare you for all that gunk the salt trucks will heave onto your landscape, and to tell you there's help. There are some shrubs and trees that can stand up to the mighty salt heapers. Of course, it's not just the salt trucks, but the passing cars that season your yard. In fact, fast-moving cars can throw road spray up to 60 feet. Holy cow. Slower cars can throw it to 30 feet. Any way you look at it, more lands on your lawn than the road. Salt can accumulate in your soil and impair the root's ability to absorb water and nutrients. Toxic levels build up in the stems and leaf buds, essentially dehydrating your plant. For lawns, consider growing fine fescues, or that eco-grass like I talked about yesterday. In the shrub department, try alpine currants, common snowberry, or rugosa roses. And for trees, there are some nice choices too. The honey locust is one of my favorites. I love its changing leaf colors from chartreuse in spring to dark green in summer. I also like its open look, which is good if you're putting a tree near a driveway. Some other good choices are poplars, jack pine, and ginkgo. For perennials that tolerate salt, consider hosta, Lenten rose, or sedum autumn joy. Carl Forrester reedgrass and little bluestem are wonderful ornamental grass options. Remember, these are salt tolerant, not completely immune. Spring rains help leach some of that salt, but you could also water the area as well. One plant that appears to be nearly immune? Crabgrass. It's like the rat of grasses. It just won't die. Check out GardenBite.com for more information. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.